History Pod Podcast, Episode 4. Welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and on this episode of the History Pod, we're discussing a fairly obscure topic. It is the Zimmermann Telegram. Now, this is something that was definitely a major factor in the United States' decision to go to war against Germany in World War I. There's a lot of really complex situations that this telegram set up, and we're going to go through all of them. But basically, it was a message from Germany to Mexico that was intercepted by Britain. And we're going to go through what it was and what it meant for World War I. The Zimmermann Telegram was a message sent in 1917 from German Foreign Secretary Arthur Zimmermann to German Ambassador Heinrich von Eckerd in Mexico. It came at a time of climactic fighting during World War I and was an attempt to gain Mexican support in the conflict. The telegram contained coded instructions to the German ambassador to propose an alliance with Mexico that would allow for a joint invasion of the United States. At this point, the United States still maintained a cautiously neutral position in the war, but Germany began to suspect an impending shift of U.S. support to the British and their allies. As a result, the German ambassador proposed that, in the event of a U.S. declaration of war against Germany, Mexico launch an invasion of the southwestern United States. In return, Mexico would receive financial aid from Germany and the promise that when the invasion ended, they would have returned to them Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, territories lost to the U.S. in the Mexican-American War. Mexican President Venustiano Carranza launched an investigation into the feasibility of a U.S. invasion, and it was determined that it would be unlikely that Mexico and Germany would be able to succeed with such a plan, due to limited supplies and financial resources. This prompted the president to decline the offer made in the Zimmermann Telegram, but even though no Mexican-German alliance was formed, the telegram would have very wide-reaching effects. What the Germans did not know was that the British had intercepted the telegram. While fortunate for Britain, this interception also carried with it a complex predicament. First, the telegram had been transmitted on U.S. telegram wires, meaning that Britain could not openly tell the United States that they had intercepted it because it would mean revealing that they had been monitoring U.S. communications. Also, the British could not release the telegram to the public because it would indicate to Germany that the secret German codes had been broken. Fortunately for the British, the telegram was transmitted on commercial telegraph lines from Washington, D.C. to Mexico City, meaning that the public telegraph office there would have a copy of it in their records. Through the use of a British agent in Mexico City, known by the alias Mr. H, a public telegraph office employee was bribed and a copy of the Zimmermann telegram was obtained. This copy was sent back to Britain and then relayed to the U.S. without issue, as Britain could now claim that they obtained the telegram through espionage in Mexico rather than through tapping of the U.S. telegraph line. Released to the press just days later, the telegram provoked two general sentiments among the public in the United States. The first was of anger and hostility toward Germany and Mexico, with a growing portion of the U.S. public crying for American intervention in the war against Germany. However, there was also a popular conviction that the message must have been a forgery, and it was not until Arthur Zimmermann himself publicly declared the note to be authentic a month later that doubts of its authenticity subsided. On a large scale, the note was only one of a multitude of factors that prompted the American declaration of war on Germany and subsequent loss of neutrality in the conflict. For months, the Germans had been carrying out submarine attacks on U.S. ships in the Atlantic, so the proposal of a Mexican-German alliance was certainly not the first German action to threaten America. Nevertheless, the Zimmermann Telegram contributed to a growing anti-German sentiment among the American people, and was among the strongest factors in the swaying of public opinion toward an abandonment of the neutrality that Americans had held onto for so long into the war. And that concludes this episode of the History Pod Podcast. I certainly hope you enjoyed it, and feel free to visit the History Pod website at historypod.everythingdigital.org or email me at alan@everythingdigital.org if you have any questions, comments, complaints, anything like that, just send them my way and I would be happy to receive them. Other than that, thanks for listening and stay subscribed.